وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله، as we announced, our plan is to study, to review together the رسالة called عقيدة الرازيين or متن أصل السنة واعتقاد الدين for those two great scholars from the early Salaf, Abu Hatim al-Razi, he died 277, and Abu Zur'a al-Razi, he died 277. So they are both, they die in the first three generations. In the first three generations. Insha'Allah, we will mention, insha'Allah ta'ala, in next class, some of the statement of the people of knowledge, insha'Allah, to praise these two scholars, Raziyin. But tonight is introduction. This subject, the ulama, they talk about in here, in this risala, is about the creed, it's about the aqidah. It's not about fiqh, it's not about usul al-fiqh, or mustalah al-hadith, or qawa'id al-fiqhiyah, or Arabic language, nahw, sarf, and the like is not. It is about a subject called al-aqidah. And this subject, whoever differ ahl-sunnah, they consider him and level him ahl-bid'ah, an innovator. Overall, generally, whoever differ them in this issue, they call them ahl-bid'ah, people of innovation. This subject, since it is about the aqidah, it's about the creed, about the belief, creed. And also, since Ahl-Sunnah level and consider to be our Sunnah, the one who delivered them in this matters, it is very important. We know how the understanding and the creed is important in Islam. Therefore, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach people the aqidah and what they should believe about Allah first, about the angels, about the books, about messengers, about the day of judgment, about the qadr, preordainment, and the principles of the creed. Prophet was teaching people before even Allah made drink and alcohol unlawful, before even Allah made the hijab mandatory, before even Allah made the salah, five prayers, mandatory, Ramadan being mandatory, jihad fi sabilillah being mandatory, before all these. Prophet used to teach this, the aqidah, the creed matters, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, years. And even after these other parts of the religion, sections of the religion, branches of the deen, after it was legislated, still he was, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calling people to these principles, the creed. So this is very important. Also, this subject we taken from these two ulama, Al-Raziyyin, who, as we mentioned, one of them, he died 264, and the other one 277. How many years from the death, 264? How many years from his death? 11. Not the two scholars. I'm talking about Abu Zur'a al-Razi, the first one, he died 264. Hijriya. How many years from his death? 1,444, and he died 264. Yeah. Time. So it's over 1,100. Over 1,100. More than that, over 1,100. Here is the question. Can someone who believe what these ulama used to believe, what they used to be upon of creed, can he be considered that his creed, his aqidah, is Wahhabism? Can he be called? Yes. Can he be called, can be given the title of his Wahhabi? This is the aqidah of Wahhabiya? No. Can he be called, he's taking his aqidah from Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab? No. Can he call, he's following, the first one who said what this person who believes is Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, who died 700 years ago, can be said that? No. Because these ulama, they way back Ibn Taymiyyah. Between them and Ibn Taymiyyah, almost 400 years. And between them and Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, almost 800 or 900 years. So the one who believes what's in this book, he can't be considered to be Wahhabi. Because Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, he only, from his death, less than 250 years. And this aqidah, this ulama, they used to believe it 1,100 years ago. So, it's not new aqidah. Someone who believes what's in this book, he doesn't have new creed. He has the creed of the scholars who died 1,100 years ago. Scholars who died in the first three generations. Okay. Some people, if you believe what's in this book, they consider you mubtadi, bid'i. Like the Sufia, they tell you are bid'i. How can he be bid'i, innovator? Someone who come with new things, somebody who believe what's in this book. Because what's in this book is not new. The early scholars used to believe it. The ulama, now I have the same thing they mentioned here, some of it, that the same subject is talking about, who talking about also? The other ulama, including the book I have now, those who see me, they see I have a book in hand. Usul al-Sunnah lil-Imam Abi Bakr al-Humaydi. Usul al-Sunnah, this is the name. Talking about the same subject. He may add some points, not in this book, but the same issue. It's about the creed, about the aqidah. He died 220. 220. He's even before them. 220. And this Imam Abu Bakr al-Humaydi, who is he? He's the Sheikh of Imam Bukhari. Actually, Imam Bukhari in his book, Sahih, the first alim he narrated is this one, Humaydi. He say, حدثني Abu Bakr al-Humaydi. The first hadith, إنما العمال بالنيات, the last of the chain is Umar from Prophet ﷺ. And the ending is Imam Bukhari from Humaydi. Then in the middle you have those other scholars. So the one who believes the creed of Imam Humaydi, the Sheikh of Imam Bukhari, how can be considered Wahhabi? Just example, 220. Next book I have, those who see me, they see the book, inshallah, Khalq wa Af'al al-Ibad wa al-Rad ala al-Jahmiyyati wa Ashab al-Ta'atir. This is for who? For Imam Bukhari, Sahib al-Sahih. This is his book. He has different books. One of the books you know is the famous one, Sahih al-Bukhari. This one is called Khalq wa Af'al al-Ibad wa al-Rad ala al-Jahmiyyati wa Ashab al-Ta'atir. Imam Bukhari, when he died, 261. So he died before Raziyin. But he died after his Sheikh, Humaydi. Al-Imam al-Bukhari, this book, he has book, this one, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, you know it, Tariq al-Kabir, Kitab al-Du'afa. He has different books, rahimahullah. This is one of it. Khalq af'al al-ibad wa al-rad ala al-jahmiyyati wa ashab al-ta'ati. Who is he refuting? Just by the title, خلق أفعال العباد والرد على الجهمية وأصحاب التعطيل. Who is he refuting? Who is he refuting, this alim? Just by the title. Two groups. Who are they? الجهمية and القدرية. Very good. خلق أفعال العباد is refutation to the قدرية. He's reviewing the قدرية. That group existed until today they exist. But they may have a different name. They may not tell you they are قدري. But the عقيدة is there. The creed is there. Don't expect any innovator is ever saying to you, listen, I am innovator. Nobody will tell you that. But by knowing the aqidah of any verse, you know who is he. By knowing the aqidah, the creed of Ahl Sunnah, you know who is he. That's why it's very important to study the aqidah. The other group he's refuting is Warrad ala al-Jahmiyyah wa ashab al-Ta'arrad, refutation. Refutation, some people now, they cannot hear refutation. Maybe because some of us, we misuse the refutation. We refute those who don't deserve to be refuted. Or other reasons, some of them, they cannot hear refutation. No, refuting the falsehood is from Islam. No Islam without refuting the falsehood. No Islam. La ilaha illallah, there is refutation of worshiping other than Allah. And there is affirmation in the truth. So la bud min بيان الحق ورد الباطل. نعم. So Imam Bukhari is refuting الجهمية وأصحاب التعطيل. جهمية أصحاب التعطيل is the same thing. جهمية is نسبة attachment to the man called جهم بن صفوان. Who is the founder, who is the one who propagate, spread strongly to deny the attributes of Allah عز وجل. To deny the descriptions of Allah. To say Allah is not above his throne. To say Allah doesn't have hands. To say Allah doesn't have face. To say Allah, all this, he is from those who spread this aqidah. In a way, he become famous with Jahmi. Ashab al-Ta'atil, the same thing, is general. Because, in a way, all of them, anyone who deny the attributes of Allah, even one description, is called Jahmi. But they themselves are different groups. Some of them deny all of the names and the description of Allah. The Ghulatul Jahmiyyah. Some of them they deny, they affirm the names, but they deny the attributes, all of it. They are ماذا؟ المعتزلة. Some of them they deny, they accepted the names, but deny some of the description of Allah and accepted some. Who are they? Asha'ira and Maturidiyya. Asha'ira and Maturidiyya. So all of them are called Ashabu At-Ta'atil. They don't affirm for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala what he affirmed for himself in his Quran and Prophet in the Sunnah. So when you come to know that Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, he is refuting anyone who deny a description of Allah. Let me give one example what's in this book. For instance, what Imam Bukhari say in here? What Imam Bukhari, for instance, say in here? Subhanallah. Just he says, for instance, just an example. هو قال first chapter he said باب ما ذكر أهل العلم للمعطلة الذين يريدون أن يبدلوا كلام الله عز وجل. This chapter what the people of knowledge, what was narrated from people of knowledge regarding the معطلة who want to change the speech of Allah. They want to change the speech of Allah. يريدون أن يبدلوا كلام الله. This is the title. Then he mentioned, he said, حدثني الحكم بن محمد الطبري كتبت عنه بمكة قال حدثنا سفيان بن عيينة قال أدركت مشيختنا منذ 70 سنة منهم عمر بن الدينار يقولون القرآن كلام الله وليس بمخلوق. So he mentioned through his chain from Sufyan bin Uyayna, from the great ulama, he said he met 70 of the scholars, including that great alim Amr bin Dina. All they say, Al-Qur'an wa kalamullah. Qur'an is a speech of Allah. Wa laysa bi makhluq. It's not created. Now, the Asha'ira, they don't believe this. The Asha'ira, they don't believe Qur'an to be kalamullah. They divide the Qur'an into two. Kalamun nafsiyun and kalamun lafziyun. So they say the Quran we have in the Mus'haf is kalamun lafziyu, it's not the speech of Allah. They say the kalamun nafsi, which is in Allah, they say that's a kalam of Allah. This is the Asha'ira represented by Jama'at al-Azhar, for instance, and all the Sufiya. They say they are Asha'ira. They don't accept that. And Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, he narrated from his ulama that the ulama they met with, they used to say Quran is a speech of Allah, it is not makhluq. It's just an example. As for one more example about that, another statement, وقال الثوري, Imam Bukhari mentioned, وقال الثوري, من قال القرآن مخلوق فهو كافر. الثوري, سفيان بن الثوري, from the great ulama, he said, who said Quran is makhluq? He said, disbeliever. Of course, this is judging the statement, not a specific individual. A Muslim may say that, and the ulama may not consider that specific to be kafir, because you may not know it. So it's a difference between giving ruling on a statement, giving ruling on a creed, and giving ruling on a specific person. This should be known. Is this understandable? Or are you confused? This is what people, they, if they hear, they may say, oh, Imam Bukhari, he's saying all these Muslims are kuffar. Imam Bukhari is not saying it, but he's judging a statement, a creed. That creed is kufr, is shirk, is so and so. Doesn't necessarily mean anybody who says to be kafir, to be mushrik. Is that very clear? Because even some people, they misunderstand. When they hear this, he said, oh, Imam Bukhari said they are kafir, so Sufiya kufar. No, Imam Bukhari didn't say that. He just, that was a ruling of a name, of actions, of statements, not a specific individual. And if you want an example from the Sunnah to understand better, Prophet ﷺ, he cursed the one who drink alcohol. And one day, One Sahabi who drink alcohol, who was lashed, then he drink, he was lashed, he drink, he was lashed. Another Sahabi said, La'anahu Allah, may Allah curse him. What Prophet ﷺ said to him, La tal'anhu fa innahu yuhibbu Allah wa rasuluh. Don't curse him, he loves Allah and his messenger. So one time Prophet ﷺ, he said, the one who drink alcohol, may Allah curse him. And when someone, a specific person, he did that and he was cursed, he negated that, he rejected, he said, don't curse him. He loved Allah and his message. Why? Because the first one is general. Whoever drink alcohol, it's not Zayd Amr, it's not a specific person. And the second is a specific person, because there may be some obstacles or something stopping to apply the rule on that specific person. As in this case, he loves Allah and his messenger. How you curse him? How you remove the mercy of Allah? And he has it already. He loves Allah and his messenger. So anyway, so now, Imam Bukhari, in his Sanad, he said, وقال ابن المبارك لا نقول كما قالت الجهمية إنه في الأرض ها هنا بل على العرش استوى. Imam Bukhari, he mentioned from Ibn al-Mubarak, from the great ulama, who said, we are not saying that Allah is on the earth as the Jahmiyyah are saying. They say Allah is everywhere. Now ask any Sufi, close the Sufi masjid, Imam, go to him, his Imam, ask him, where Allah is, he tell you Allah is everywhere, which means Allah is on the earth. So the Sheikh, he said, لا نقول كما قالت الجهمية إنه في الأرض يهون. We're not saying, as the Jahmiya group said, Allah is on the earth here. بل على العرش استوى. Rather, Allah rose over العرش, the throne. So Allah is up, Allah is not on the earth. Now, the Sufia and the Shia all, if they hear you saying Allah is above throne, they say you are Wahhabi. Okay, then Ibn Mubarak is Wahhabi. Imam Bukhari is Wahhabi. Are you saying? If you say no, then why are you saying to me Wahhabi and you're not saying to me Wahhabi? And we're doing the same thing. We have the same creed. And if you say them they Wahhabi, then you're contradicting. How can they be Wahhabi and they were before Wahhabi? Wahhabi didn't born when Imam Bukhari used to live. How can you say them? So it is very important to understand this. In the second, he said, point, وَقِيلَ لَهُ كَيْفَ نَعْرِفُ رَبَّنَا قَالَ فَوْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ عَلَى عَرْشِ. He said, Ibn Mubarak was asked, Imam Bukhari saying, he was asking Ibn Mubarak, كَيْفَ نَعْرِفُ رَبَّنَا, how do we know our Lord? What do we know with our Lord? He said, فَوْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ عَلَى عَرْشِ, above his heavens, his skies, above his heavens, above his throne. That's how we know Allah is above his throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, studying the book of Imam Bukhari, going back to the creed of the early scholars, okay, help you to know who is innovator and come up with newly invented matter into the religion, and who is not. And he is not. So it is very important, because many things, as I said today, being said is Wahhabi, Salafiya Jadida, he is fulan, who is fulan, is exactly what the early scholar used to believe. So this is Imam Bukhari. Next book I have here for you is called Sharh al-Sunnah lil-Imam al-Muzani. Sharh al-Sunnah lil-Imam al-Muzani. Who is Imam Muzani? Imam Muzani, he is the number one student of Imam Shafi'i. He is the scholar. Imam Shafi'i said, if I die, he should pray janazah on me and he should bury me. And that's what happened. Al-Imam Muzani prayed janazah, salatul janazah on Imam Shafi'i. And he buried him. So this Imam Muzani, he has this book. When did he die, Imam Muzani? 264. After Imam Bukhari, 3 years. 264, the first three generation. The same thing. He talk about the same issue in this book, Imam Bukhari. Those Sufia, they say we Shafi'i. Some of them, they say they Shafi'i. How are you Shafi'i if you are not on the madhab of Shafi'i when it comes to the Aqidah? This is the student of Imam, and they believe Imam Muzani, Shafi, they believe. They love him. But somehow, they don't accept his aqidah. What did he say, Imam Muzani, rahimahullah, when he was talking about this specific issue of, he said, rahimahullah, what he said, rahimahullah, when he mentioned the description of Allah, he said, Al-Wahidu Samad, Laysa lahu sahibatun wala walad, Jalla anil mathil, Fala shabiha lahu wala adil, As-Sami'u al-Basir, Al-Alim al-Khabir, Al-Mani'u al-Rafi' Alin ala arshihi, Alin ala arshihi, wa huwa danin bi'ilmihi min khalqi. What's the meaning of Alin ala arshi? Above his throne. وهو دان بعلمه من خلقه, and he is close to his creation by his knowledge. This is the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah. Allah is knowledge, Allah is power, Allah is control is everywhere. But Allah Himself, Subhanahu wa Taala, alin ala arshihi, is above His throne. That's what Quran says. Now, you may say, Ya Akhi, why you bring Imam Muzani? Al-Imam Bukhari and those other ulama, Quran is very clear. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa. Isn't the Quran sufficient? Yes, Quran is sufficient. But the Ahlul Bid'ah, the any verse, they give a wrong meaning to Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa. So you have to have where to take them back, which is the understanding of Salafus Salih. And this, the ulama here, they mention exactly what Sahaba mentioned. So, and now, these scholars, studying their books, is very important. Why? Because even those who oppose what they call Wahhabi, those who oppose them, they respect these scholars. They love Imam Bukhari. They respect him. Imam Muzani, and the like. If this is the case, let us go back, all of us, to their books. Let us see now who really falsely claiming and he has nothing to do with them. This is very important. So, just an example. In next book, you have Al-Usul al-Sunnah li Abi Abdullah Muhammad bin Abdullah al-Andalusi al-Shahir bin Abi Zamanin Rahimahullah al-Mutawafa 399. This alim, he died 1 year before 400. 1 year before 400, Usul Sunnah, the same subject. Here you have this alim called Sarih Sunnah. Sarih Sunnah. This alim, he's very famous. Almost everyone here should know when he hears. You may not know this book, but you know his other books called Ibn Jarir al-Tabari. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, he has almost the best Quranic tafsir. All the ulama, Ibn Kathir, Sheikh Sa'di, and others, they take him from him. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, they call Imam Jarir al-Tabari, like they call, is like the, what do you call it? You know, the ocean has a lot of animal inside the ocean, fish, others. Which is the biggest one? The well. That one, they say, everything you need, you get from the well. If you get the well, you get everything, because he eat all of those fish. They say the same thing. Anything you need about tafsir, go back to Ibn Jarir al-Tabari. All the tafsir is there. Everyone is taken from there. So this alim, who died 310, he died before the other alim. 310, he has the book, Sarih al-Sunnah. I didn't see anybody who talk about the Quran being the speech of Allah like this alim. More in detail when it comes to the Quran, it's the speech of Allah. You think it's like alive. It's like he's refuting Yusuf Esther. You see Yusuf Esther, what does he say from the speech of Allah? listen to him. This is not something, these people, they exist today, but different names. And they carry an aqidah, wallahi, contrary, opposite to the aqidah of the true Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The true Ahlul Sunnah, like Imam Ibn Jarir al-Tabari. Tayyib. The next book you have, if we get time, we will read something from this book. It's called Sharh al-Sunnah lil-Imam al-Barbahari. Look, Usul al-Sunnah, Sharh al-Sunnah, Sarih al-Sunnah, al-Sunnah. Because that time, that name used to be famous for that creed books. Al-Barbahari, he died 329. The same mas'ala. This book, الرد على الجهمية الرد على الجهمية الرد على الجهمية للحافظ ابن مندة he died 395 الرد على الجهمية he refuting the whole group all is about the description of Allah so any book any alim Refuting al-Radd al-Jahmi. I don't have the book Imam Ahmad, Usul al-Sunnah Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. I don't have it. Many books. I can't bring all books tonight. I only grab what I had in my hand. Otherwise, many other books instead in the library. So, al-Radd al-Jahmi, he's refuting the Asha'ira, the Sufiya, the Shia, they refuting. Because those groups, they believe opposite what's in this book of affirming the description of Allah Azza wa Jal. Next book. This is called عقيدة السلف وأصحاب الحديث. عقيدة السلف وأصحاب الحديث. عقيدة السلف. سلف سلف سلف. There is a reason I repeat it. Yes, because حقيقة some of us who adhere themselves to السلفية, to دعوة السلف, to the سلف, we did bad. We acted different. We did wrong. Some people, they left da'wah salafi. They cannot hear even the word salafi. The word salafi, they shocked if they hear. No, I don't want a salafi. La la. The word salafi is haq. If some Muslims act badly, are you going to run from the name of Islam? You say, no, I'm not Muslim. I don't want to. La. This is the truth. The same thing. Salaf is a noble name. It's not the class, not now, but this is the Salaf, the ulama, Ahl Sunnah, when they praise somebody, they want to say good about his creed, they used to kind of Salafiyan. Go back to Kitab Imam Zahabi, who died 800 years ago, 700 years ago, the student of Ibn Taymiyyah, his book, Sharh Siyar Alam Nubala, when he's praising the ulama, he makes an introduction for the scholars, he talk about them. He talk about their creed. He talk about their manner. He talk about their knowledge. He talk about social. When he's talking about their aqidah, he say, وَكَانَ سَلَفِيًّا. He used to be a Salafi. Meaning he had the creed of a Salaf, who are Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his Sahaba and those who followed him. So we don't run from the name because I and the like are misusing it. Just like we don't run from Islam because the munafiqeen are misusing it, for instance. Is this understandable? The name is noble. Somebody is misusing, catch that person, say, Akhi, what do you claim him? You are not truthful. You have to act according to what you say. You say you follow Salaf. This is your aqidah, yes? Here is the aqidah of Salaf al-Saleh. Don't deceive yourself and don't deceive others. Be upon this. But the name itself is a noble name. And somebody cannot be blamed because he attached himself to that name. Just like attaching one himself to Islam, to Sunnah, to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. No difference. Anyway, Aqidatu Salaf wa Ashabu al-Hadith. Imam Uthman al-Sabuni. He died 449. Final book, my hand grab it, is called Lum'atu al-I'tiqad. للإمام ابن قدامة صاحب المغني رحمه الله تعالى لمعة الاعتقاد طيب إمام لمعة الاعتقاد رحمه الله he died 620. سنة 20 أو 600. 620. This is the last one. 620. This last one. Who died first? Ibn Taymiyyah or Ibn Qudama? Ibn Qudama. Ibn Taymiyyah, he died when? 728. 728 Ibn Taymiyyah. 728. And this alim, 620. He died before him almost 100 and more. And that's the last one I have. Otherwise, the other ulama, they were before. So now, because this is introduction, this shows what it shows. Now, I want to read something from Barbahari, the alim who died 329. Because he is giving us a general ruling of very famous group. The group you all know, Shia. The group you know, Khawarij. The group you know, Murji'a. The group you know, Qadariya. Until today, all these groups exist. You know Shia exists. Khawarij, they exist. Qadariya, they exist. Murji'a, they exist. We need to know who are these. Because today, and even back days, the person is being accused to be from that group. And in reality, while in reality, has nothing to do with that group when it comes to the reality. So sometimes people used to be said he's Shi'i. Somebody who is Ahl Sunnah, they say he is Shi'i. He is Shi'i, he is a Rafidi. Not even general name of Shia, he is a Rafidi. From those, they accuse him. Yes, who do you remember? Those they say he's a Rafidi. And from Ahl Sunnah. Imam Shafi'i. Imam Shafi'i, they say you are Rafidi. You are Shi'i. Why? Because they saw him that he loved Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because there were people who were opposing them. They go to the other side. And Ahlul Sunnah always they're in the middle course. They don't go to that right, far left, not far right, in the middle course, in every subject. So Imam al-Shafi'i, he loved Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet ﷺ, the believers. Ali and Hussein and Hassan and Fatima and the like. There were people who hate them. On the other hand, there are people called Rafida who worship them. So when some people, they hear Imam Shafi'i saying good from Ahlul Bayt, they say, oh, he's Rafidi. So he makes the poem, إن كان حب أهل البيت رفضا وليشهد ثقلان أنني رافضي. If the love of the family of the Prophet ﷺ, loving them is Rafidi, then let the human being and jinn all witness that I'm Rafidi. Imam Shafi'i says that. You scared me to love the family of the Prophet ﷺ, and if I love him, I'm going to be Rafidi, then I'm Rafidi. So somebody is being accused to be Rafidi and has nothing to do with Rafidi. This means we should know what's the aqidah of Rafida. Somebody is being considered Khariji, it has nothing to do with Khawarij. How can we know, differentiate? How we make distinction knowing the aqidah of Khawarij? So let us see what Imam Barbahari, rahimahullah, say about the descriptions of those famous four gurus. This book was made the introduction, and al-Shaykh Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, the Shaykh who died not that long, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, the beloved Shaykh Khalid al-Raddadi, Rahimahullah, Shaykh Khalid al-Raddadi, he died not that long, within a few months, not even a year, Rahimahullah, is the one who طيب 122 So in this, you going to know, subhanAllah, who is the Rafidi, who is the Khariji, who is Qadari, and who is Mada. Who is Murji? Today now you find those Harakiyun. Those Harakiyun, Ikhwan Muslimun and Sururiyun and the like. Who did they say he is Murji? Sheikh Al-Albani. Who say they Murji? Sheikh Rabi. Who they say they Murji? So and so from the ulama of Sunnah. Because they twisting the Aqidah of Murji and they labeling it to somebody else. Just like those people, they twisted the Aqidah of Rafida, and they, in a way they consider Imam Shafi'i to be Rafida. What he said, وَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكٍ Abdullah ibn Mubarak said, Barbahari is saying, Abdullah ibn Mubarak said, أَصْلُ اثْنَيْنِ وَسَبْعِينَ هَوًا أَرْبَعَةُ أَهْوَى فَمِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَرْبَعَةِ إِنْ شَعَبَتْ هَذِهِ الْإِثْنَانِ وَسَبْعُونَ هَوَى نعم. The Sheikh said, وَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ مُبَارَكٍ أَصْلُ اثْنَيْنِ وَسَبْعِينَ هَوًا أَرْبَعَةُ أَهْوَى فَمِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَرْبَعَةِ أَهْوَى إِنْ شَعَبَتْ هَذِهِ الْإِثْنَانِ وَسَبْعُونَ هَوًا الْقَدَرِيَّةُ وَالْمُرْجِئَةُ وَالشِّيَعَةُ وَالْخَوَارِجِ Four group. رحمه الله, he defining and he giving you the definition of these two, four groups in a way you will not have any doubt who these groups are. Al-Qadariyah, wal-Murji'ah, wal-Shi'ah, wal-Khawarij. فَمَنْ قَدَّمَ أَبَا بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرَ وَعُثْمَانَ وَعَلِيًّا عَلَى جَمِيعِ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ وَلَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ فِي الْبَاقِينَ إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ ودعا لهم فقد خرج من التشيع أوله وآخره. How clear is? He said, whoever make Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali before honor them over all the rest of the companion of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Meaning he says Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, and Ali are the best. Okay, are the best of the companion. وَلَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ فِي الْبَاقِينَ إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ And he doesn't say about the rest except with good. He only says good about the rest of the companion. What's your opinion about Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه Anas رضي الله عنه Muawiyah رضي الله عنه Amr ibn As رضي الله عنه The companion of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم All are khair. Are imams, leaders in khair. Okay. He said ودعا لهم and he make dua for them رضي الله عنه he make dua for them okay فقد خرج من التشيع أوله وآخر he is out of Shiism from beginning to the end so someone who say Abu Bakr Umar Uthman Abu Bakr Umar and Uthman and Ali are the best of the companion and all the companion he only say good about them and he make dua for them If you accuse him after that to be Shi'i, you are not on the understanding of who? Of Imam Barbahari. Imam Barbahari says that person has nothing to do with Shia from beginning to the end. Don't accuse him. If someone comes today and he says he's Shi'i, surely we know he's not on the understanding of Imam Barbahari. Then he said, ومن قال الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد وينقص فقد خرج من الإرجاء كله أوله وآخره. See what the حركيين, the إخوان المسلمون and the سروريون and the like, what they say about Sheikh Al-Albani, about Sheikh Uthaymeen, about Sheikh Rabi and the like, compare what they say and what the Sheikh says. The Sheikh says, and whoever says, the إيمان, the creed, is a statement and action. Of course, statement action include also the creed, the belief of the heart. It is known. Whoever says that and says the iman increases and decreases, it's not one thing. He says, فَقَدْ خَرَجَ مِنَ الْإِرْجَاءِ كُلِّهِ أَوَّلِهِ وَآخِرِهِ. He is out of irja, all of it, from beginning to the end. It has nothing to do with murja. Find one single person, let alone ulama, even a student of knowledge, who adhere himself to da'wah salafiyya, and doesn't say iman is a statement, an action, and creed. It increases, it decreases. Everyone says that. How you then accuse the ulama that they are murji'a? That means this is the same thing Imam Shafi was being accused, something he's free from. Now, the khawarij, this is the group you need to know. He said, وَمَنْ قَالَ الصَّلَاةُ خَلْفَ كُلِّ بَرٍ وَفَاجِرٍ وَالْجِهَادُ مَعَ كُلِّ خَلِيفَةٍ وَلَمْ يَرَ الْخُرُوجَ عَلَى السُّلْطَانِ بِالسَّيْفِ وَدَعَى لَهُمْ بِالصَّلَاحِ فَقَدْ خَرَجَ مِنْ قَوْلِ الْخَوَارِجِ أَوَّلِهِ وَآخِرِهِ. He says, whoever says the salah is valid behind every barrin wa fajr, every Muslim, whether he is a righteous or whether he is rebellious, he is disobedient, as long as he is a Muslim, the salah behind him is valid. The one who says that. So this one praying, is he a Muslim? Yes. If he has sin, that sin didn't take him out of Islam? No. If he has innovation, that innovation didn't take him out of Islam? No. He's a Muslim, yes. To believe, praying behind him is valid. Some Ahl-Bid'ah, they say no. Even if they pray behind the Muslim ruler from who drink alcohol, who oppress people, they don't believe it's valid. They go and pray, repeat the salah. Because they have to pray behind him, they fear. And as soon as they say, no, you have to believe the salah is valid because he's a Muslim. Okay. Also, making jihad with every leader, khalifa, Muslim ruler, not an individual or a group. Because Al-Sunnah, the jihad fi sabilillah, they believe it should be under the ruler, under a leader of the Muslims. So to believe that, so it's not the jihad, it's not for individuals, it's not for groups, it's for the leaders who the Muslim ummah come under them. Saying that, وَلَمْ يَرَ الْخُرُوجَ عَلَى السُّلْطَانِ بِالسَّيْفِ, and he doesn't see to go against the ruler. Here he say by saif. What's saif? Here saif means by force. He doesn't see to go against the Muslim ruler and to overthrow him by force. He doesn't see that. وَدَعَى لَهُمْ بِالصَّلَاحِ, and he make dua for the Khalifa, whether he is rebellious or whether he is righteous, he make dua for him. This one, the Shaykh says, فَقَدْ is out of the statement of Khawarij from beginning to the end. So you say the salah is valid behind every Muslim. Okay? And you say the jihad is with the leaders, not with individuals, not with groups, with a leader. And you say, Mada, you don't see to go against a Muslim ruler. You say, no, going against a Muslim ruler. And you make dua for the Muslim ruler. Even if he's rebellious, disobedient, you ask Allah to guide him. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make dua for him. He says, the one who is in this, he's out of the Aqidah Khawarij. Which means, who is in the Aqidah of Khawarij? The one who doesn't pray behind the Muslim, doesn't believe that praying behind a Muslim is valid. The one who sees jihad is going to be under anyone, or there's no jihad at all. He wants to go against the Muslim ruler. This is a Khawarij. The one who doesn't see to make dua Muslim ruler, he doesn't see. This is the Khawarij. Because that means based on either making takfir on him, or going too extreme in hate. In a way, you take him away from the right of a Muslim. A Muslim, you make dua for him. Al-Muhim. Then finally, he said, وَمَنْ قَالَ الْمَقَادِيرُ كُلُّهَا مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَّلَّ خَيْرُهَا وَشَرُّهَا يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فَقَدْ خَرَجَ مِنْ قَوْلِ الْقَدَرِيَّةِ أَوَّلِهِ وَآخِرِهِ وَهُوَ صَاحِبُ السُّنَّةِ. Whoever says, all the decree, it is good, it is bad, it is from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he guides whom he wills by wisdom. And he guides subhanahu wa ta'ala whom he wills by wisdom and mercy. The one who says that, the Shaykh says, he's out of the Qadariyah belief from beginning to the end. Then the Shaykh, he said at the end of this part, وَهُوَ صَاحِبُ السُّنَّةِ. And the one who believes these things mentioned, he believes about the Khawarij, what he mentioned, I believe he's free from Qadariyah, he's free from Shia, he's free from Murjia, he's free from Khawarij, he said he's Sahibu Sunnah. He is Sahibu As-Sunnah, not only one. Not only one. So the person may be good in one chapter and have problem with the other. No. In another statement in the same book, Barbahari Hilayi, he says, وَلَا يُقَالُ صَاحِبُ السُّنَّةِ حَتَّى تَجْتَمِعَ فِيهِ خِصَالُ السُّنَّةِ. Somebody shouldn't be considered صَاحِبُ السُّنَّةِ until all the matters of sunnah gather in him. Meaning, as long until he believes in all the issues related to the sunnah, to the creed, he cannot be considered to be صَاحِبُ السُّنَّةِ. So he may be good when it comes to the sahaba, like the Sufiya. The Sufiya, they believe good about the Sahaba. Sufiya. They say Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali are the best of the companions. And they say good about the rest of the companions. That doesn't make them people of Sunnah. Because they have other issues. They have other, they differ other masail. Is this understandable? Anyone who has questions? So again, the book we start tomorrow on Isa Aqidatul Raziyin bi-idhnillah. This was just an introduction. Any question, any correction? Subhanakallahumma bihamdika la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.